The MCAT Podcast, session number 64. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT Podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles you'll face as a pre-med, but we're here to give you the information and motivation you need to help you get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a medical student. Welcome to the MCAT Podcast. My name is Dr. Ryan Gray, your host here every week, as well as the host of the Pre-Med Years, the Old Pre-Meds Podcast, which is a Q&A podcast for non-traditional students and specialty stories. Go check out all of our podcasts at mededmedia.com. This week, we're going to talk about when you should take the MCAT, in the spring or the summer. It's a question that comes up all the time, and we're going to talk about it today. Brian, a big question that comes up a lot lately, it seems like, is when should I take the MCAT? Because if I take it during the normal, quote-unquote normal time frame, when Ryan and Brian say, hey, March or April, that kind of time frame, I'm still in the middle of all of my classes. And how am I going to prep for all of my classes and prep for the MCAT at the same time? How should a student think about that when they're looking at the quote-unquote recommended time frame that we often talk about so that your score isn't delayed for your applications, yet also the fact that these students are also in school and worried about their courses?
Yeah, Ryan, it's exactly the way you said it, right? The recommended kind of April-May time frame is you've got all those spring semester classes that you're taking. And then the alternative is to wait until the summer, June or even July or maybe even August, when you don't have that academic pressure of the classes. And there's no single best answer, right? It's obviously going to depend on what the demands are for your spring semester or what the demands are that you have over the summer. But Ryan, maybe you can tell us a little bit about, you know, if a student did decide, well, I want to push it back to July and just spend, you know, May and June prepping after my semester's over, you know, what's that going to do to a kid's application timeline?
So normal timeline, submit early June. If you're submitting early, which is obviously the huge recommendation, submit early June. The actual, what a lot of students don't know is that the first wave of applications actually don't go out to schools until mid to late June. So even if you submit early June, nothing's going to happen for another couple weeks, which is interesting. So schools aren't going to know you've submitted your application. They don't know that you've applied to their school. So you're not going to get any secondaries back for several weeks, which is a good reason to submit early so you have time to write your secondaries before they come out. But once the schools get your applications, then secondaries come in, let's say beginning of July for that time frame, assuming you're applying early. So you have beginning of July, let's say you take 2 to 3 weeks to return your secondaries. That's pushing you back to mid-July to late July. That's when your application is considered complete. Your primaries are in, your secondaries are in. Is your MCAT score in? That's the other big factor. Why we love to say, take it earlier, March, April, May, so your score's in so that your application is complete. If you're taking the test in July, your score is not going to come back until roughly a month later, mid to late August or beginning of August, whenever you took the test in July. And so schools are going to sit on your application until that score is in. They can see based on the application that you have a score pending, and they're not going to look at your application until then. So that's the biggest determinant when it comes to applications and how your MCAT timing can affect your applications. Because medical school admissions is rolling, the sooner your application is submitted, the sooner you get secondaries, the sooner you can submit secondaries, the sooner your scores are in, the sooner your application is complete, the sooner it's reviewed, the sooner you're invited for an interview, the sooner you're accepted.
Okay, so that's a lot of sooners.
Yes, I know, but you got to drive home that fact. It's as early as possible, which is why the MCAT score timing matters.
Mm-hmm. And so, Ryan, if a student is listening and thinks, well, I could try and take my MCAT during the spring semester, but, you know, I'm already taking 14 credits and I have this internship and I have this lab work, So I'm not really going to be able to give it as much time as I'd like. But if I wait until, you know, my finals are over on May 11th or you know, whatever, now I've got all most of May, all of June, and I take it in July, maybe I'm putting myself 4 to 5 weeks, you know, behind the timeline. You know, I'm putting myself into the second round of admissions. Can you, I don't know if this is even a possible question you can answer, but could you ballpark for us what kind of difference in MCAT score it would take for that to even be worth it? Meaning, if I tried to take the MCAT in spring, maybe I'd only get a 508, but if I gave myself another 2 months, I could probably get a 513, and is 5 more points worth the delay?
A 513 would be amazing. You know what?
Right.
I talk about how, oh, August is it's delayed and blah, blah, but really August is still pretty early in the grand scheme of things. What the point that I try to drive home is just the fact that there are rolling admissions, and so every delay is going to affect you negatively. How much? It's impossible to answer. So it comes down to each student. Obviously, grades are still very important, and so don't undermine your grades just to take an early MCAT. Don't undermine your MCAT score just to take an earlier MCAT. So there's a huge balancing act. The other thing to keep in mind is if you are delaying the MCAT a little bit, you're prepping for the MCAT, but you also need to do all of the other things for the application. You need to write your essays, your extracurriculars, your secondaries, if that gets in the way of your MCAT prep. So there's so many things to juggle, which is why I'm hearing a lot more these days that students are just taking a gap year so that they can take their MCAT during their gap year and they don't have to worry about anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the gap year has the knock-on benefits, right, of allowing you to have the mental breathing space to focus on your grades, since the GPA is the one big number that competes or beats the MCAT in importance. It gives you time to do maybe a little squib more of resume building, you know, even if you're just starting an internship or a job at the beginning of the summer. You know, you can put that on the application and so on. Yeah, so definitely for a lot of students, the gap year starts to sound like it makes a whole heck of a lot of sense.
Yeah. So there is no getting back to the question, should I take it during the spring or should I wait to the summer? There is no right answer for everybody. You have to look at yourself, look at your ability to stretch yourself and to go with a little bit less sleep and sacrifice some nights out with friends and movies and other things, and focus 100% on school and MCAT and everything else you're doing? Or do you know yourself and you know you're going to get burnt out during that time, and so it's best to delay for a little bit? All right, there you have it. Now you know, spring or summer. And there really is no right answer. It's what works for you. It's a very common answer that we give here on the MCAT podcast, a very common thing that I talk about on the pre-med years, very common thing that we talk about on the old pre-meds podcast. What works for you? So now you know. I hope you join us next week here at the MCAT podcast, where we dive into some bio discrete questions. But first, if you're looking for MCAT full-length practice exams, Next Step Test Prep has you covered. At this point in time, they have 10 full-length exams that you can buy and use. And if you use the promo code MCATPOD, that's all capital letters, MCATPOD, you'll save 10% off of that purchase. You can even register for their diagnostic test and you get the first full-length for free. Again, go check them out at nextsteptestprep.com.